Hey everybody, welcome back to the Decent Dudes Podcast. Hope you liked the little intro. Ran a little too long, but that is The Warning by Black Sabbath. Before we start today's episode, I just want to let you guys know that we just heard today about Aretha Franklin's passing. If you guys don't know who she is, she's a classic singer, someone you must listen to. I'm sure you guys do know her music, you just don't know her name. You know, she's got classics like Jump to It and Try a Little Tenderness and things like that. You know, Rolling in the Deep, the Aretha version, obviously. And I mean, she just got so many. There's just too many to label. But our thoughts and prayers to the family. God bless you for all the wonderful memories you leave behind and all the wonderful music. And we know you're in a better place. And anyways, we're going to be moving on, not staying in the little sad area right there. But, you know, guys, we just want to say, we love all the constructive criticism that people are giving us. We're trying to boost up our podcast, make it a little better for you guys to enjoy and for it to just run a little smoother and everything for you guys. And, you know, this is just the podcast where we share all things art. And remember, if you'd like to be interviewed on the show, just message us on our Instagram, Decent Dudes Podcast. Or on the Anchor app. The Anchor app is a free app. We say this every single episode. And those of you that stuck with us, I'm sure you guys are pissed off at me already by saying this. It's a free app. We love it. It's where we film our podcast. Definitely go check it out. If you don't like it, you could always delete it. No commitment there. It is sweet and nice. Okay, guys. As you can see in the title, if you even read it, we are going to be jumping into the sights of California. So let's get right into that. All right, this week on the Sights of California segment, we're going to be talking about a Newport Beach. Newport Beach is a lovely little beach right around the corner from our studio, aka my bedroom. I mean, where to start? I mean, Newport Beach is just an amazing place. I guess we'll start with a few facts. September 1st, 1906, Newport was incorporated and is part of Orange County. Their population as of right now is 86,688 people. The population of OC is 3.17 million. Just to give you a little overview of how big Newport Beach is. Just to give you guys little open mics for comedians and musicians or bands, they have the Alta Coffee there, they have the Anchor Bar, the Harp Inn, the Blue Beat, and that's just to name a few places there. And I don't know, I just wanted to really share this, but one of the best places to eat there is the Pipeline, in my opinion, for those of you that are as broke as a joke as me. It's a lovely little place to eat, very cool, right on the beach. Very lovely, legit like a minute walk from the pier. Going to Newport Beach, from my experience at least, you either come on the bridge from Costa Mesa, a small one but still, or from Huntington, from the road from Huntington. So we're going to label all these things that you guys can go and check out and take some photographs of from where you first enter all the way to the very end. So the first place we're going to be talking about is the Lido Theater. The Lido Theater is an old school theater in the area of Newport Beach. It's cool. It's got a balcony. It's got a balcony in the movie theater. It's crazy. It's like being inside of an old opera theater or something like that. You know, the place where, you know, like, it's just it's a very cool vibe, very cool. One thing that kind of sucks though in there is they don't really have I think they did have AC, but it's very small. Like, they have a very small AC and doesn't work too well unless you're in specific spots. But so yeah, it does get a little warm in there. So I would say you usually bring jackets to the movie theaters. I would say do not. And unless you're going at night, you're going to need it for outside, though, not on the inside of the theater. It's pretty warm in there. Of course, for the Lido Theater, you could take pictures of the exterior, the interior. You guys could, take pictures of the old school vibey kind of snack stand and things like that. It is modernized. You know, it does look a little more modernized, but just it just has like that kind of feel. I don't know. It just... even though it looks modern, it's got that feel of like, you know, it's like old, like the building is old. You know that they still kind of incorporated its old school feel to the area. And of course, at night, this place is beautiful to shoot. I think everything in Newport Beach is beautiful to shoot because of the lights, except for the beach as in like the water, you know, because then you don't really get to see that much, because when you take pictures of water when it's dark out and there's no lights there except for the flash on your camera, your phone, you just basically just get the darkness, and except for the white water of the very, very tiny waves there. You know, you could just take pictures there of the lights, and it's cool. They like put the letterings on the outsides of what movies are playing, like the old school places. It's not like the little screens nowadays. It's like they like actually go up there and put the letters up there, and it's very cool. It's very nice, very sweet. And you guys could also take pictures of the Lido house right behind it. It's like an old school looking kind of like British home beach house front side paradise type thing. Very nice. Always very sweet cars there, and it's right next to the marina. It's very beautiful, very nice. And if you keep moving down that street, the main road, you are going to eventually hit the pier. It is on your right side. And when you get there, obviously you could get on there, and it's beautiful taking photos of it on the sunrise, the sunset, the building next to it. I don't know what it is, but I see a lot of like lifeguard stuff there, so it might be where they store it. But it's a very beautiful little place. Got a little miniature clock tower type roof type thingy. A very nice. I know I'm not really explaining it too well, but when you get there, it's just very beautiful. Check it out, and you will love it for sure. Take pictures of the sunrise, sunset, the surfers below, the fishermen there with you. And I know that sounds weird, but believe me, the fishermen there, they're very very funky characters, very, very cool guys. It's just a great time. Newport Beach is such a great time. I'm actually heading there tomorrow to take photos of the area a bit. I'm just gonna be there during the day though. I got a night plans, but I'm not a great photographer anyway, so it's just gonna be little things to give you guys an idea of what you will see. And you know, of course, you could also just take pictures of the ocean. You could get Huntington in the back. I believe you could see, I don't know if your camera will get it unless you got like one of those pro cameras, but you could see the little outline of Catalina Island, which is very beautiful itself. We're not gonna get into that this episode. That'll be another one, and that it'll be very cool. The next place you guys are gonna be going, Main Road again, and it's gonna be on your left side. It's gonna be the Marina Community Center and Sailing Center. Obviously, you guys could take pictures inside of the community center, eat in there as well. It's very nice. It's very like metal and glass. It's very beautiful, very nice, very modern. And to the left of it is actually the Lighthouse Playground. The marina is right behind that. The boats pass through there, the small boats, you know. I don't want you to think that they're like the big like boats that like bring in like food and everything from, you know, around the world and stuff like that. No, it's like the, you know, the very small boats, like the kind of thing that every person I think has dreamt of having, you know, those little sailing boats and stuff like that, little motor boats going around there. Very sweet, very lovely. And obviously, you guys got kids, go to the Lighthouse Playground. Great shots there with the kiddos. The grass there, I don't know if it's fake. I haven't been there for a little bit, and but it looks, it's so perfectly cut and perfectly green that it feels like it might be fake, but I think it's real. I believe it is. And but very beautiful. Got the most beautiful clean basketball court I've ever seen, and just a lovely place to go. I mean, you take the family there, you have a picnic, you could be there all day and not even realize it. The marina's right there with the sand, the kids can play there, so they're not on the crazy side of the beach with you know, all the grown kids running around and like splashing and throwing sand balls and whatever else they might be doing, you know, boogie boarding and coming a little too quickly and hitting the kids in the shins or whatever. It's just very still water. See the boats passing by. Very beautiful, very sweet. just a great time, you know. And you keep driving down, you're going to hit Balboa, which I thought I was going to have to do a Balboa episode itself. But Balboa is actually part of Newport Beach. I didn't know that, because the Wedge, which we'll be getting to pretty soon, is right there next to Balboa, actually past Balboa. So I thought, how is this in Newport? But it's nearer to Balboa, because it goes Newport, then Balboa, then the Wedge. How is it? You know, I was confused, but I guess Balboa is part of the Newport Beach city lines or whatever. And anyways, Balboa Pier, it's not as big. It's just got a small Ruby's Diner on there. Not as big as the one in Huntington, I believe. It's very small. I think it's even just a walk up and order. I might be wrong, but it's very small. I don't really go to Balboa too much, but you know, it's just a beautiful place to go again for the sunrise photos, sunset photos, things with your families. If you guys got the younger kiddos and you just want them to be able to have fun and you don't have to really be going insane with the crowds. And Newport doesn't have big waves. It's nothing like Huntington. It's definitely nothing like Hawaii and things like that, you know. But it's very small waves in Balboa. Very, like, I don't even think I would call them waves. I mean, the only way you could surf them if you were like a Chihuahua. I don't think I've ever even seen like surfers out there. You know, just a nice. It's definitely a family beach for those who just want to relax and have the kids build a sandcastle and not worry about kids stomping over it or whatever. It's very nice, very sweet. So for those family photos, family memories, I would definitely say go check that place out. And it's definitely safer over there to rent bikes and ride around in the streets and things like that. It's not as crazy as a Newport and Huntington. Very calm, and it's just a beautiful area. Very nice. The little shops right there next to the sand, and just everything about Balboa is so nice, you know. And you could go ahead and take pictures at the Balboa Pavilion, another historic building. I think it's been there. I mean, it's been there for a while. I'm not too good at history. I know that's not even history. I don't even know what I'm saying, but it's a very nice building. And it's definitely a place that you should go and check out. And it's just very beautiful. You guys go there, take photos of it. Yeah, here, 1906. And it's a landmark and a national... I can't even read. National Historic Place, established on July 1st, 1906. The Balboa Pavilion played a prominent role in the development of Newport Beach by attracting real estate buyers to an area formerly designated as swamp and overlow land. The Balboa Pavilion is one of California's last surviving waterfront recreational pavilions from the turn of the century. The pavilion continues to serve the public today as a marine recreational facility and in Newport Beach's most famous landmark, as well as its oldest standing building. It's very beautiful. The location is 400 Main Street, Newport Beach, California. And it's very nice, right on the water. I mean, I'm looking at these photos right now. You guys can definitely look it up. If you're listening to this, I'm guessing you have a smartphone, so you can just look at it and just see how beautiful it is, and you will want to come visit Newport Beach. And if you look at those photos, you see it at night, and it's definitely something beautiful. I don't know why, but it reminds me of Disneyland. But it's very beautiful, very nice, and definitely a spot to go check out. And it's right next to I can't believe I didn't even know this. I was like, I haven't even been to the pavilion. I've been to everything here except for the pavilion, but I have been to it. I look at the street it's on, and Sandro and I have gone there and hung out, and we bought like cozies there. And it's right there, right next to the next place we're going to be talking about, and that is the Balboa Village. There they got little, you know, carnival rides. They got you know, they got the little snack shops. It's very cool. If you guys watched the movie, we actually talked about a while ago, The Sting, when you see when he's in that little carousel area, it feels very much like that. It feels like a place sort of trapped in time. But it's just very beautiful right next to the marina. Seeing the boats pass by, they got a mechanical bull, which is actually a shark. Yeah, it's just a blast, a place to go with the family, get a Balboa bar. Those are historic here, and you must get it. I recommend the one with peanuts or the ones with Oreos, but that's a little basic. You're so basic. Yeah, you ever hear people talk like that? It's funny. Yeah, I think it's funny that they call me basic and stuff like that. But anyways, I am moving on because I get sidetracked very quickly. This is why we need Sandro here. And he will be doing this with me pretty soon. But the last place we're going to be talking about is the Wedge. There you could catch the surfers and body surfers eating it from the waves that smack the ground. Also to the left of it, catch photos of boats and the homes by the water at Pirates Cove. Pirates Cove is right across from there. It's not part of Newport Beach, but right across the little canal or whatever you might call it, going out into the ocean. It's a Pirate's Cove, a very small place. You gotta climb rocks, and they got a staircase for you guys, but for those of you that want to have fun, you can climb the rocks over from Corona del Mar. And but the Wedge, I mean, the Wedge is crazy. It's in The Endless Summer, the movie from, I believe, the 60s. And it's just a crazy place. Like I said, you guys go there and you see these guys eating it. They're just eating it badly because the waves crash on they crash on the sand. I mean, they don't crash into more water. They just crash like right on the sand. It's insane. It's crazy. And I have never gone into the water there. I'm not a surfer. I mean, I grew up going to the beach like almost every single weekend, doing boogie boarding and stuff like that, but I'm not good by any means. I'm just a kid that goes out there and wipes out all the time and eats it and doesn't even catch most of the waves that I try to. But the Wedge at Newport Beach is a hot spot for powerful and awesome surf, an area known for its shore breaking waves. The Wedge is more a place to admire than to engage. Either way, this spot is the biggest swell in Southern California. It's a must-see when you visit Newport Beach. And this is from the Newport Beach, California website. Visit Newport Beach, California. Yeah, that's what they wrote about this place. So like they said, it's a shore-breaking waves. It is insane. It's crazy like that people would actually surf that. But we have gone there and watch this, and I think the only thing I would do there is skimboarding, because I do not want to get in with those waves, because you do not mess with I wouldn't mess with that. I don't want to hit the ground or anything, but nonetheless, it's fun to go there if you're one of those parents that does not want your kid to get into the water. You don't like them going there and you want to frighten them. Definitely take them to the Wedge, and it will either horrify them or draw them closer. So it's a gamble, because I know when I saw it, I was like, dang, I want to be a surfer. I want to do these things. I want to crash like that. I want everyone to look at me and see how daring I am. But now that I'm a little older, not too old, but a little older, I am looking at that now and going, yeah, I do not want to, I don't think I really want to do that anymore. But it's definitely a spot I will have to try out pretty soon. But I think that's about it. I mean, for the sights of California, these are very short episodes because it's not really engaging with anybody. It's just kind of giving guys information of where to go take photos. And like I said, that about covers all of Newport. Before we end this, I gotta say that all of these places are beautiful during the day, but if you can stay until night, these places look amazing with the lights, except for the ocean, of course, like I said before. And guys, I can't stress this enough. You guys should go early in the morning, like I'm talking 6 a.m. be there, and just walk around. Get a cup of coffee. In Newport, right there by the water, there's a coffee shop open 24 hours. And it's just so cool because the weather, it's like, You know when you breathe in, like, really, like, you breathe in and it feels like, I don't know, but, like, so cold. It's like that kind of weather, so cold, and you just hear the, you don't hear the noise of the cars and the people and people bumping reggae and Cardi B. It's just like, you know, it's just the waves crashing, and you can hear the coffee brewing in the coffee shop. And I kid you not, you can. And you know, and then and you're there, and the only people there is the coffee shop owners and a few people, maybe the street sweeper, depending what day you go, will be there. But then you just see all the surfers, like, just show up, get all the stuff out of their vans, start waxing down their boards, putting on their body suits or whatever, jumping into the water, just having a blast. And guys, it's very beautiful. If you get shots of those surfers going around and stuff, get shots of just the area. I mean, it's just such a beautiful place. I can't stress that enough. And you know, and then when you go in the mornings, you might see sea lions and stuff like that. Yeah, Sandra and I just went the other day. I remember my mom was like, you cannot go out. You can't go out today. You gotta get some, I had to get some stuff done or whatever. And Sandra texted me and goes, hey, you wanna go to the beach? And so, you know, me being me, I went, yeah, dude, like, let's just go to the beach. And so we hopped on the bus, got there about an hour and a half later. We got to Newport because he said, let's go to Newport. I don't want to go to Huntington. I want to go to Newport. So we get off in Newport and he goes, oh, wait, I want to go to Balboa. But the bus is gone. We don't want to wait any longer. We got to go. And walking to Balboa from Newport is about a 15, 20-minute walk. And, you know, so we were just walking all over there, a blast. And we saw a sea lion just hanging out on the pier, you know, whatever, just minding his own business. And if I can find that photo, I'll post it after this episode. We usually post it the day after the episodes come out. We did that with the mammoth. You guys can go check that out on our Instagram. But if we didn't mention a place that you guys love in Newport, let us know, of course, by messaging us on the Instagram or on the Anchor app. You can also reach us there if you'd like to share your story on the podcast. We post episodes every Tuesday, so keep in touch if you liked it. And yeah, we interview all artists, so just if you, even if you just started and you just want to share your story, just come on, we're gonna have you on. It don't matter, we're gonna have you on. Don't be shy. If you're not local, we'll find a way. The Anchor app actually has something that can allow us to do that. And if you are local but obviously don't feel comfortable coming into our home, I totally understand that. Sandra totally understands that. We will meet somewhere public. I know that the libraries let you have a privacy room to study. We'll go in there for 30 minutes, record the podcast, go get a cup of coffee after, something like that, you know, burritos or cheeseburgers, whatever. Anyways, guys, we love you. Have an awesome week.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.